Welcome to the Creatives Experience Podcast, hosted by yours truly, Isaac Whedon. On each episode, I will be speaking with artists and bringing you in on their life, faith, and creative experience. I'm excited for you to be joining us today. Thank you for listening. So without further ado, let's get to it. Hey guys, thanks so much for tuning in to season two of the Creative Experience Podcast. I am excited to be back with you guys again. I took a whole month off just to recuperate and get back to what it is that I was hoping for this podcast. And I'm super, super stoked with the guest that I have joining me. I was praying about who I need to have on the podcast, and unfortunately, I just wasn't having any luck with getting people to have time to get on with me. And out of nowhere, I got a text from Miguel Lugo. Hey, bro, I got some time. So without further ado, Miguel, thanks so much for joining me today, bro.
Hey, what's up, fam?
Tuning in all the way from Massachusetts.
Springfield, Massachusetts, represent 413.
far, far away from me, man. That's a fat mission. So Miguel is a extremely talented videographer. Bro, it's so crazy. I feel like you, just the way with how I came across you, I want to say, I can't say this is true, correct me if I'm wrong, I want to say I got to know about you on the brink of you starting off. Would that be correct or would that be incorrect?
When was your...
When you and Alex started making videos. This is before you and Montel did any work. I just remember it was like you were just working with your brother.
Yeah. So the way I started was just working with my brother. He dances, so he always needed someone to record his stuff. So I would... you know, just be interested in jumping in and helping them out. So we just started doing all these like Christian creative dance videos because we found so much underground music. Bro, like when I heard you, heard Montel, dude, I didn't know this world existed.
Same.
I thought Andy Mineo and Lecrae were the only Christian dudes repping out here.
Yep.
Yeah. So I was just like, bro. And then, so at that time, like me with Christian music, it's not that it's corny, no shade to anyone, but at the time it was super, there was like a mark you had to reach in order for it to be Christian music.
Yeah.
So, and like as you use like hip hop head and just like, I love music, like any type of genre.
Yeah.
So I didn't know like this whole world existed. So I discovered you, I discovered Montel, I discovered these little people like Cortez or like, mm-hmm, I was just like, bro, there's like a whole world out here.
What is happening right now?
Yeah, I was just like, what?
Dope. Oh, so for you guys listening, if you want to check out Miguel's brother, Alex, I did an episode with him. It is episode 14. So if you want to kind of get a background on who Alex is as well, feel free to check out episode 14, which I believe if this is 17, that will be 3 episodes back if I still good at math. dope, man. It's super crazy because I was at this time in my just whole creative, you know, creative journey with just getting to know people online and finding that there's more, you know, there's more people doing things that I hope and aspire to do. And it's super encouraging and super motivating. And I've been telling listeners for a while now as to have the audacity to contact other creatives. You know, don't be afraid 100%. To hit them up. Don't be afraid 100%. To just shoot them a message and say, hey, I love what you're doing. Thank you. Know, it's just encouragement. It doesn't have to be like, 100%. Hey, let's work, you know, but like, hey, man, I really appreciate what you're doing. You've been an encouragement to me. I am blah, 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 fill in the blank. However you can bless, especially if it's somebody that has, you know, given their life to Christ, like how much more value you're able to add to their day by encouraging them and sharing with them, hey, you know, God's been using you in my life to, you know, get me excited or push me to do bigger things. And so I've been telling people about this, and I want to say my friendship with you and your brother, it literally bloomed from that. It's just me hitting you guys up. Hey, bro, you guys are doing awesome. How can I be praying for you? Yeah. And
that stuff is so dope, man. Cause mm-hmm. like, especially as a creative, there's only few moments where you see the fruit of what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Like when you get a DM, like, oh, this video impacted me. And then sometimes you just feel like, oh man, I'm not really doing anything. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But like, you get these little seeds here and there that it's just super encouraging, like you said. And we definitely need more of that.
Amen. And within something like that, I feel like that has a lot to do with the culture that we're in right now, where there are people doing things, and instead of us feeling that we can get in touch with them, it's more like, oh, I have to admire them from afar.
Oh, but, yeah, because it's like, yeah. I feel like everyone's, especially with the internet now, everyone like is trying to find their voice, because I guess essentially everyone has their own voice now, mm-hmm. which is weird.
Mm-hmm. Although it's like, some shouldn't bother sharing their voice, but yes.
100%. 100%. We just live in a weird culture where it's you need to have an opinion on everything.
Yeah.
Or like, you always need to say something. It's like, bro, sometimes it's just good to shut up if you just don't know what you're talking about.
Absolutely.
It's just like, we live in a weird culture now with the internet. It's like John Bellion song. Oh, I forgot what it's called, but it's like, I think it's called Internet, and it's like everyone's
to his famous album now. The other day, I just listened to his album,
and it's like, it's so true, man.
Yeah, I think I don't know if this was the same in the album somewhere. One of the lyrics was also like, "I don't want to be an internet Jesus," like, if you're following me, we're all gonna get lost in it. Something like that, you know. But it's it's a crazy time right now. But jumping back to just getting in touch with fellow creatives, just to simply be a brother in Christ first. And I tell these people in you know, when I see them physically as well as virtually, is like, yo, above me getting to enjoy the footage you make, above me enjoying music someone makes, above any of artistic things that we get to benefit from, because we get to benefit from these things as consumers and fellow creatives, do we look at it as, hey, you're my family in Christ?
Yeah.
You know,
be a friend first, man. Friend first.
Yeah.
Let things be organic and genuine. That's why sometimes it'd be difficult to connect with people. Cause I don't know. It's so like, yo, let's link up, let's collab, let's do this. Yeah. And like, I don't know, some people feel like this obligation, like, yo, we know the same people, we should connect. But it's, I don't know, people don't have the social cues nowadays.
Word.
Where it's like, you could feed off genuine interactions and you could tell how someone is. Like, just be genuine about it.
Word.
If you don't feel obligation to connect with this person, don't do it. Like,
absolutely. Yeah, I have no idea where I heard this from. I heard it from somewhere where it was like, the highest... So, I'm probably botching it, but along the lines of the highest currency that's going to be coming up in the future years, if it's not already here, is knowing how to communicate and connect with human beings.
Yeah. 100%.
You know what I'm saying? When you can make things intimate and real and authentic with people, especially online, without even having to meet them, that changes the game.
100%. You
know? And so within us utilizing Instagram, social media, whatever it might be, like having it also in the back of our minds, understanding like these are real people behind these accounts. And if I were to see them face to face, would I be able to say the same things that I'm shooting them a DM in? You know, like if I were to see you in 100%. A coffee shop, hey, could I come up to Miguel and be like, yo, bro, was good? Like that, like would you come up face to face to somebody and say, hey, let's work? Or would you say, hey man, you're doing a great job, and just trying to build friendship first? Because you're not gonna just work right away. You know what I'm saying?
100%. And people like don't understand that social media is a secondary asset to use to communication. Like that's just extra stuff. The first thing is connection and talking, and it goes vice versa. It's so funny because when people, you know, like you see people's social media online and they build this image of them, like of who they are, of how they should be, especially now with so much content from each person. And it's just like, you know, that's just the image of someone. You don't actually know them.
Yeah.
So it's just like, at the end of the day, person-to-person interaction will always top anything else, always.
Yeah, because quite often, even with social media, the more followers you have, the more, I don't want to say influence, just the more people that are checking out what you're doing.
Yep.
Quite often, I will also see that there comes a point where they will, some people will hold back from sharing their true thoughts on things because they know that it will, one, offend people and they'll lose followers, or two, it won't stay within the line of their image that they've created.
Yeah, dude, right? it's so like, I could even imagine like having 20 million followers or something crazy like that, because it's like the responsibility you have.
Yeah.
And just nuts. Like the image that people build for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we live in a day and age right now where people project themselves on other people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's any insecurities anyone has, they'll project it on you.
Word.
When you're at that level. And it's just like, you have to deal with that to the point where you can't be honest, or you can't, you know, and
yeah.
We live in such a PC culture. Like, I don't know this. I don't know. I might get flagged for this as a Christian, but it's like, dude, I hate censorship. I'm just like, bro, if that's what someone feels, just speak how you want to speak. You know,
reason why we have the freedom to speak, whether it's 100%. what you agree with, what you disagree with. The amendment is there not to control things that you agree with. It's to control things that, or to have freedom in things that you disagree with, just so they can be said.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, man. 100%.
For sure. Yeah, man. I very much so have been, I mean, I dropped a project called Censored, and
yeah,
you know, it's just like, I do believe these are topics that aren't being touched on enough by Christian creatives. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want to necessarily put us in like some totally separate category apart from the world, but we have a completely different agenda with the way we create 100%. And the world. So with that in mind, we need to share where we stand on these things in a biblical manner, so that people know what is pure and holy and righteous. Because outside of that, it's all subjective according to what they think is right and wrong. And that has everything to do with what they've glued together. And quite often people are now just customizing their own religions. You know, oh, I like this part from Jesus. I like this part from Buddhism. I like this part from Hinduism. I like this part from whatever. And now you got these completely like Frankenstein looking religions that no one can agree with, because you've custom made it yourself. You know,
there's even that, which I kind of think is funny. I kind of like it. There's like a spaghetti monster one.
Okay.
There's like a spaghetti monster religion that these group of people made. It's pretty much making fun of religion.
Oh wow.
And it's kind of like, yeah, it's 100% a real thing. It's kind of just like making fun of religion. Where it's like, yo, people are just coming up with stuff now.
Wow.
And it's just like, oh man, it's so funny, because like you were saying, you know, people have this image and you know, people don't want to break that, even if they might not even believe it. They'll just break that, which is like another one reason, like another outlet I love watching. I love watching stand-up comedy, man.
Because I enjoy stand-up.
You just see people speak their mind. And
although that is now becoming dangerous for stand-up comedians also, right?
100%. Like the new
Dave Chappelle,
man. Sticks and Stones. It was just like...
Everything you shouldn't like, talk about, he talked about.
He said, you know what? I'm going through all of it. And it's just like, you know, why not just speak your mind? And it's just like, dude, people are like, you're going to get hated on for it anyways if you don't speak about it. So just be upfront about it. And I feel like a lot of people, even with branding and businesses now, I feel like a lot of people support groups just for strictly business reasons. They don't actually care about you.
Yeah, it's money.
Yeah, 100%.
Straight up. I just Googled spaghetti religion. the gospel of the flying spaghetti. And so the monster, or pastafarianism.
Dude, it's so interesting, because that's how, and like from us growing up as Christians, at least for me, I can speak for myself. I grew up as a Christian.
Word.
So I love watching like secular podcasts and stuff, because I love people's perspective on like how they view the world or how they see us.
Okay.
Cause like a lot of people would like shun themselves away from watching like whatever, but it's just like, bro, I mean, it's interesting to me on how other people view me. And it's, dude, that's how people view Christians, like the Flying Spaghetti Monster. Mm-hmm, like it sounds crazy, but like that's how they view us. Mm-hmm. Like it's just a ton of made up stuff. And it's just good to know, you know?
Mm-hmm. And I'll add a slight warning, I guess, to us doing that, right? Because I do that as well. Yeah. I think two things. One, I think it does help us understand what the world sees us as, so we can approach those things and explain them and debunk them, right? Yeah. However, I do feel like no matter what, the world will never see us, right?
Oh, in the true
light
no.
Because they're blind. Because
they have 100%.
God has literally not allowed them to see that because they choose. Yeah. They choose to be against us. So God's 100%. Just like, all right, bet. I'm just going to confuse you even more.
My mentality about it, which is kind of like, this was like my whole thing growing up, you know? Because I grew up in the church. I went to a Christian
school. How old are you now, bro?
I'm 21 now.
Dope. Cool.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so it, like, man. I thought you were old.
Yeah, man. I'm awesome. Young. I'm young out here.
Young blood. Yeah. I'm not that much older. I'm talking.
So, you know, I went to a Christian high school. Like, I studied, I did biblical studies. I did, you know, like, I did the whole thing, you know? Yeah. So, and it's just growing up, you know, I saw this mentality of, like, the Christians and then the atheists. Like, the Christian, the world. And, yes, there is a sense of that. Like, we are chosen and we're, like, we're called out and we're here to shed a light. But we are also like humans, you know, like I look at other people. I'm not here like, ooh, you're this. I hate labeling people, man. And it's just like, oh, you're this, you're a transgender, you're gay, you're whatever you are and whatever they identify with. And then for us as Christians, I see a lot of like, you're this. So let's start going off that. And my mentality is just like, yo, you're human. I'm human. Mm-hmm. Let's connect on that level first.
Mm-hmm.
Like my mentality is always just be a friend first, and you know, like my job is just to share the truth. I can't change that person's heart. That's not my job, you know. My job, 100%. Like I'm not out here to do God's job, and that's why, you know, I understand debating. You know, I personally love like debating. I just love.
It's good, people man.
Debunked it's or good. Whatever, but
or even coming to also, a point, or even coming to a point where you're willing to agree to disagree, and then not having
100%.
You need to 100%. Believe what I believe. It's just, hey, this is what I believe. This is what you believe. All right, where we 100%. Just really genuinely disagree, and that's all right too. You know?
Exactly. But I mean, a lot of times it isn't like that. It's just like,
especially today. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just trying to prove that they're right, and it's like, what are you accomplishing with that? Word. You know, and it's just like, if you're trying to, you know, oh, I gotta argue for Jesus. I'm like, bro, Jesus don't need your help, dog. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, just do what you were called to do, is share the truth. And if you're out here just yelling,
yeah,
exactly. Is that's you can't change someone's heart.
Mm-hmm.
That's out of your control. So just be a friend first.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you look at the whole aspect of, you know, even what Jesus was doing, he was living in relation with these people, like eating, drinking, spending time with people who were absolutely living in sin, but he knew that him just tossing stuff at them when they were lost to start with wasn't going to bear fruit, right? And I quite often I feel like we don't pay attention to whether or not our efforts will bring fruit. We just say, hey, God told me that I need to go share the truth, and I'm going to share it even if it pushes people away from God, you know? And that's a very dangerous thing to be in. And so within us, and we had a gathering yesterday with some brothers and sisters in Christ, and we had a discussion on, and what I love about our gatherings is it always comes back to, all right, tell me in scripture where it says that. And it's always let's come back to the word. Yeah. What does the word say? Not I think, what does the word say? Yeah. And the discussion was, are we called to judge each other, right? Yeah. And in the world, and I don't have the exact scriptures right now, but in the world, we are not to judge them because they don't hold to a standard. You know what I'm saying? They are fully engulfed in sin. You can't hold them to something when they're not aspiring to be holy. However, when somebody is in the body of Christ and they are aspiring to live like Christ, they've died to their old life, they've been baptized, they've received new life, they live with the Holy Spirit, and they continue to remain in sin and they choose habitual sin, then as the body of Christ, you are called to hold each other accountable and say, hey, you made a 100%. Decision. You made a decision. I'm holding you to that decision. Why are you doing this? Right. Yeah, but when it comes to the world, and let's jump on the things that are taking place today. We got, LGBTQIA plus it's probably going to keep growing, is a huge topic right now. You know what I'm saying? We got people literally telling their kids to change their gender at 3-4 years old if they feel that they're not what they feel, you know? And it's like, I mean, it's to me, it's unfathomable to even say that to a child. But
100%.
Aside that stuff, you know, we can't hold somebody to a standard that they're not aspiring to be at anyway, right?
Yep.
But our job is to share the truth. And for those who have ears, let them hear. Just like Christ was talking, anytime he would share things in parables just to make sure that those who are actually wanting to hear it would hear it and they would be listening, right? And even the disciples 100%. Were often like, yo, what did that even mean? What are you talking about?
Yo, what?
Like, how much longer do I need to be with you guys? Like, are you kidding me? You know? But yeah, I definitely think it's important for us to have the distinction between, and this comes down to creativity. You know, let's say you're making a video. Let's say you're making a podcast. Let's say you're making a song, whatever it might be. Who is your target audience? You know what I'm saying? When you create 100%. Things, when you want to challenge the body of Christ, understand that there will be people who are not a part of the body of Christ that will listen to it and feel condemned. And they're like, you're judging, you're this. You're not my target audience. And that's a difficulty. Yep. That's what gets hairy and sticky within social media and creating content and stuff and making things creatively. Like I'll write about things that are happening in the world to challenge the body of Christ. Somebody may listen to that in the world and be like, bro, that's bogus. How are you going to talk like that? My target audience is the body of Christ. My burden is those who think they're saved. Those who say, I gave my life to Christ. I'm living for Jesus, but deny the power of it. And their life has no fruit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So like understanding as we create, each one of us has been given different burdens to carry as a body of Christ. So we can carry it all together in the way and the manner that falls in the will of God, right? 100%. So I guess this falls into one of the questions I sent you. What has been like heavy on your heart in the last few days, weeks, months, years, whatever, in your creative journey, what you've been doing, what has been heavy on your heart to either press onto the world, onto fellow Christians, maybe like something specific that you have heavy on your heart recently?
I think the biggest thing for me, I think, and especially I see in the Christian community or just, you know, the world in general is just thinking for yourself. Okay. And, you know, us as Christians, you know, we have the Holy Spirit, we have prayer, we have accountability. Mm-hmm. But dude, we have a lot of people that just don't think for themselves. Like they don't have their own opinions. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I've been aware about. Cause it's like, sometimes I even catch myself, I have opinions on things. I'm like, that's not even my opinion. That's just I heard heard from my favorite pastor or like, you know, and it's just like,
I didn't test it to like the word of God. Like, I don't even know.
Yeah, 100%. And it's, you know, we live in such a world where it's like, dope. You got your favorite pastor. You got your favorite this, you got your favorite that. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, bro, like these are just people too. Yeah. You know, and they hold them at such this high, high standard. And it's like, what do you think? You know, what's your opinion? And they don't have an opinion. People are scared to be alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
With their own thoughts.
What has God revealed to you?
100%. And it's just like, you know, that's why we have a relationship with God, a relationship with my relationship with God foundationally will be the same with you, mm-hmm. but spiritually or just our personalities will be different. You know, mm-hmm. that's my relationship with God.
The way each we approach person, things will be different. Yeah,
mm-hmm. exactly. And God gave us wisdom, man, you know, yeah, and it's just like, God gave us that, you know, think for yourself. Word. And we live in it. It's so weird. And I see it a lot with a lot of, you know, I grew up with a single parent. So I never really had like a mentor or mm-hmm. I never really looked up to anyone Word. In that way. So, you know, for me, I always grew up with my own thoughts and I was super, I guess, maybe ashamed of my own thoughts okay. growing up because okay. I wasn't confident in it, you know?
Yeah.
But now seeing that, you know, a lot of people just...
they follow.
Yeah, they just take people's word for it. I'm mm-hmm. just like, bro, are you crazy?
Yeah.
Like, dude, I don't care how much I even love an artist or anything. I know good enough that, you know, they're human.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter, there could be my most favorite person or whatever, you know, and it's whatever they say is not 100%.
Yeah, I still have to test it. Yeah.
No one has it right.
Mm.
No one has it right.
Like 100% to the T. Yeah.
No one has the theology down. No one has the opinion. No one has anything right. So to treat someone with that high standard is just ridiculous, man. Mm. And that's something that's been on my heart for real, because it's just like, no one has it right. Why the heck are they all over however many denominations, you know? Mm-hmm.
Word.
Like,
word.
No one has it right.
This came to mind as you were talking. 1 John chapter 4 talks about testing the spirits. I'll just read the first few verses real quick. Yep. It'll kind of add to what you're saying. But actually, this is ESV. Let me just look up NIV. Nothing against ESV. I just like NIV. Cool. Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you can recognize the spirit of God. And I think this is what you're getting to is like, is this truly God speaking, or is this somebody allowing something else to infiltrate them or influence them to speak about something that may not be true?
Yeah.
This is how you can recognize the spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come into the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge that Jesus is not from God, this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming and is even now already in the world. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world, aka Satan. They are from the world and therefore speak from the viewpoint of the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us. But whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood. Yep. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, bro. But like, it's crazy. Within, and this is something crazy, like today, almost everyone wants to be a teacher. You get what I'm saying? Like, everybody feels like, I actually don't hear your mic, bro.
Oh, you don't hear me?
Oh, I hear you now. Forgive me. Okay. Everybody feels like their opinion or their thought process, I don't even want to say opinion, their thought process and their understanding of something has to be made known to everyone.
Yeah.
And unless it is 100% in line with what God is saying, quite often you can be a part in leading people astray without even knowing it, you 100%. Know? And within what you were sharing, like, not everybody has it 100% down. Man, the only way we can be 100% in what we're saying is if it is that we're living in the spirit and God is speaking through us. Yeah. And speaking wisdom and truth through us. Outside of that, I mean, scripture talks about like not relying on your own human understanding.
Yeah.
It literally says,
do not trust our own hearts.
Mm-hmm.
how much?
It's
like,
crazy. Hello. You know what I'm saying? Hello. Yeah, bro. So I'm really glad you touched on that, man. So how would you say for the people listening, how would you say they were to go about now forming their own understanding of things? as you have experienced yourself now, hey, this is how I do it, or this is what I've learned.
I feel like, you know, there's always going to be a growth about it, you know?
Mm-hmm. And for sure. It'll always be changing, yeah.
My mentality is, dude, I am an unfiltered person. Mm-hmm. I try to be as unfiltered as I can. The reason being is I'm not trying to be rebellious or anything. It's just simply like, yo, this is in my mind. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Right or wrong, I feel like it should be addressed. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of people, the biggest thing for me is the way you act in private is who you actually are.
Word.
Mm-hmm. That's literally who you are. Mm-hmm. So like me as a kid growing up, like, dude, I was a super lonely kid. Mm-hmm. So I just have like lonely, like, tendencies now.
I got you.
It's just like the way like my personality is and just growing up. So I'm just used to it. So like I would be alone a lot. And it's just like, you know, like I'm not scared of my own thoughts. Like, it's just like, I try to make sure who I am in private is who I am outside. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to put on this image or anything. Like, it might look dirty. It might look bad, but it's more of a sense of, I don't want to say it's so cliche, like be yourself, but it's like, you have to understand who you are. Like, people go outside and they act a certain way and they identify with that. Mm-hmm. But when you're back home, you act a different way. It's mm-hmm. like, you have to understand when no one's watching, that's who you are. Mm-hmm. And that hit home for me, because it's, you know, you look yourself in the mirror and you're just like, this is who I am. Mm-hmm. Whatever you do in private, whatever you, how you act, you know, that's actually who you are. And that just blows my mind, because it's just like, no one gets to see that side of you.
Yeah.
Even you with other friends or something, there's always going to be some sort of a change. Mm-hmm. Even if it's like, no one ever gets to see the way you actually are,
mm-hmm.
but God, you mm-hmm. know? Mm-hmm. So it's just like, take advantage of that and don't try to fight it. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, pray, be in the word, and just trust God. That's really all you could do. Mm-hmm. And it's just be vulnerable with God, with who you actually are.
Mm-hmm. It's good. And I want to add to that, in case anyone listening is slightly confused or could be confused in this, there's a difference between us falling or remaining in our fleshly nature.
Yeah.
And saying, ooh, that's just who I am. And there's a difference between saying,
oh,
hey,
yeah, 100%.
This is what scripture says I am. This is what God says I am as a child of God. This is my identity. I need to continue or learn to continue to remain in that, especially when I'm alone. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you could have brothers and sisters in Christ. When you spend your time with them, you're like, oh, okay, it's easier to be a, you know, Christian when you got people watching you. But what about when you're 100%. By yourself? You know what I'm saying? Like,
100%.
For the longest time, I, you know, what was it? This year, yeah, this January is when I finally stopped smoking bud, bro. And I mean, it was bad. Like, for 8.5 years, I smoked weed like every day, bro. And even within that time, still making music to glorify God, playing on the worship team at church, helping lead this, be a part of this, praying for people in the street, helping baptize people, casting out demons, doing all these things, but remaining in sin, right? Mm-hmm. And the reason was not because I didn't feel convicted. I definitely felt convicted. I just continued to sin against, you know, the conviction God gave me, which is true. I mean, we're called to have a sober mind. Within that, I didn't understand my identity in Christ, that when I had died to my old life, I am no longer chained to sin. Mm-hmm. I have the option to get out. I've been released already.
It's so crazy, dude.
Bro, it's nuts.
Like, being human is just insane. Like, we have the option to get out of it, mm-hmm. and we choose to stay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's literally insane.
Yeah.
That's literally crazy.
Mm-hmm. That's why when the scripture says the truth will set you free, if you truly hear it and it resonates with you and God allows you to understand it, man, it will genuinely set you free. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
But you gotta want it. And I think that's a big difference is, do you want to be free? Do you want to experience these things? Do you have any desire to know what it is to live righteously? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's simply just asking God, what does it mean to live this life with you? What does that even mean to have a relationship with you? What does that even mean? I want to know.
Yeah.
And just asking questions. And God is faithful, bro. He is faithful. He says, seek and you will find. Knock, the door will be open to you. Ask, it will be given to you. Just the chess piece is now on your end. He's already made the move. He sent Christ. Yeah. He's already made the biggest move. It's your turn. Move the piece. Yeah.
We got this big old book called the Bible that is really helpful.
Really helpful. Can you imagine like not having it, bro?
Dude, I love the Bible because the way I view the Bible, it's like, yes, the storyline of Jesus.
Mm.
But the interesting thing about the Bible, it's like, you know, some people may look at it like a rule book. Mm. Even if they say they don't look at it that way, it's like, these are the things we should be living by.
Yeah.
But the way I see it, it's like, dude, this whole book is literally our benefit.
Mm-hmm.
God is literally saying, the reason I have this for you is so that you can live righteous, and he knows what's best for us.
Yeah.
And that's what blows my mind. Like everything that he says in there that we should do or do not do, it's mm-hmm. for a reason mm-hmm. and it's for our benefit.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because he's trying to stun us or stunt us, you know? Yeah. So it's just like, there's a reason to these rules rather, you know, the spiritual things behind it that we don't know. And just the physical outcomes and consequences of what it results in, like we don't know. So it's just like, yo, just trust God with it. And it's such a beautiful thing because it's like God gave us all this whole book, and it's literally for our benefit.
Yeah,
like it's literally insane because it's like, yo, here's this book. If you follow it, dude, there would be so much like you gain from it. You gain from it.
What a selfless thing, huh? What a selfless.
It's literally crazy. And a lot of people view it like, oh, God's gaining everything. God don't need us.
God has nothing to gain. He's got it all already, man.
God ain't stressing, man. And it's just like he gave us his word, and he gave us all this for our benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And that I could never fathom, because it's literally like, yo, if I don't know what I'm doing, or like if there's something in the Bible I don't want to follow, why wouldn't I just follow it? Why wouldn't I just trust God with it?
Mm-hmm.
He's been 10 out of 10 so far. Like, why? Like, why not? You know?
For sure.
And it's just like, God doesn't just blindly give us these things to follow, like with no outcome. Like, there's purpose and intention behind it. Like, he knows, mm-hmm. he knows how we act. He knows how we think. So he knows that, hey, you probably shouldn't do that. And it's not even trying to be like, oh, it's to live righteous. It's just like, yo, this will result in this, and this will destroy you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's straight like up. It's so practical. And it's just like,
dude. And he keeps it simple, you know? And I think the issue is we have so overcomplicated things as human beings.
100%. I'm saying,
that we think like, oh, God's this complicated, complex. No.
No, man. No. So simple. Super simple. Yeah,
for real. Yo, so I'm going to ask you a question. And in the meantime, I will share something with listeners. Do you have a like scripture or anything that you've been reading recently that's really spoken to you? Don't answer that right now. Think about it and then maybe pull it up, or you could share it. And I just wanted to, for the listeners, guys, if you're interested in just hearing more of like the complexity of the Bible, I just read this book called The Genesis Factor. It's called The Amazing Mysteries of the Bible Codes. And this is so cool. This dude, God had told him that he wants him to start learning Hebrew. So this guy started learning Hebrew. And God started to reveal to him that God has encoded the Bible with details that foretell the future and also foretell things that were going to come about Christ, things that were going to take place, who is going to be king, who is going to be rulers, who is going to share the gospel, literally in the first few books of the Bible. I mean, I was blown away by this. My dad just started literally studying Hebrew after this because he's like, bro, I got to know for myself that this is real. And my dad started using this guy's the approach to decoding the Bible, and it's all for real. So if anybody's interested, just the idea of there being more in the Bible than what we see on a mathematical aspect, there is some stuff. So it's called the Genesis Factor. But I just wanted to let people know. Yeah, so I was blown away with it. I'm like, you're kidding me, bro. This is like we only know so much, man. I can't wait to just stand before God and Him actually like download into us everything that, you know.
I love that. I love that word choice. Download, yeah.
Synchronize. Dope. All right. So what scripture have you been touched by recently?
The biggest scripture for me, bro. It's like God, like it's exactly what you're saying. God's super simple. It's 1 Corinthians 13:2. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains but do not have love, I am nothing. That just, dude, like when that sinks in, it's like, dude, you could understand everything. You could have the coolest Yeezys. You could be this big old pastor. You could be this super respected filmmaker. You'd be the super respected artist. You know, you could understand all the ins and outs of the Bible, Calvinist, whatever. But dude, if you don't have love, it literally says, I am nothing. Like, you're nothing. And that just blows. That just blows my mind every time, because it all that stuff doesn't matter.
Yeah. Dang.
It brings me back to Jesus, you know, with the Pharisees. And Jesus, you know, do not work on the Sabbath. And I think Jesus was in the fields, like, picking at something or whatever. And they're like, Jesus, you're working on the Sabbath.
He had healed a blind man with mud. I just watched this recently. There's on Netflix. Yeah. It's a really dope.
And it's just like, oh Jesus, why are you working? And dude, I like, you could feel, like every time I read that scripture, it's like I feel the frustration in him. Mm-hmm. It's just like, you guys literally don't get it. Like,
it's good.
Like, and it's just like, sometimes it's just like, dude, you don't get it. It's not about these rules. It's about, it goes back to what Jesus says. It's about the spirit of the law, you know? It's about, like, you have discernment, you have, and it's just like, you guys literally don't get it. It's not about not working on the Sabbath. It's more than that. And it's just, oh man.
Yeah, it's good, bro.
Scripture's awesome. Cool, man.
What scripture was that again?
1 Corinthians 13:2.
Dope. Thank you for sharing that, man. I'm glad that we get to like share some more scripture. This is so I did a solo episode, like the 16th episode, and I've had some people ask me to do that, and I just felt like led to do it as well. So I'm going to be doing that more often, but I was finally able to like dive into scripture and share scripture. And the topic of the episode was, are you waiting to go home? And I was talking about the second return of Christ and, you know, us being taken up to heaven.
And dude, side note, word. There needs to be more practicality on how to study the Bible.
Because,
dude, I feel like there's so many, like, even me, like, you know, like, well, I guess for me, it was kind of like a crippling thing because, you know, I grew up in a Christian school. So it's like, it was kind of part of like my homework word. In a way, you know, it was just a part of my day.
Yeah.
So, you know, when I left
it, wasn't a leisure or willingness thing. It was like, I have to do this because
and it wasn't like, I mean, of course there were moments where it's just like, bro, I gotta write a paper on this, like, come word. On, bro.
Yeah,
I guess. But it's like at the same time, like, I was in class like super interested word. Like it was just like, it was super dope. But it's just like when you have all these external factors or like just maybe people can't relate to that with me, but like whether you go to church or youth group or whatever, and that's your only form of taking in the Bible.
Yeah.
And you know, youth pastors just say, yeah, you got to go home and just read it. And that's, and it's just like, it's not as simple as like the Bible. I don't want to use the word overwhelming, but it's a lot of information.
So of course. Of
it's course. So much information and so many translations, so many, you got to read the Greek and you got to read, you know, there's so many things about it. And it's just like, there's no, yes, there is a correct way to read it, but there's no way, there's no right way to have it as like devotional. So I feel like, you know, there just needs to be a lot of more practicality in terms of helping young people like us. You're like, yo, this is a good way to build the habit.
You know what I think? You know what I think a lot of people are missing? And I want to say this is your answer, but I'm not going to step on it.
Discipline?
Discipleship.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, discipleship, bro. And if we're not being discipled by people who are wiser than us, and I'm not talking pastors, I'm not talking people who are not,
just people that are willing to pour into you.
People who are biblically wise, who God has given them a gift of teaching, a gift of being a shepherd, you know, a gift of helping explain.
Dude, there is such a lack of mentors.
Yeah. But this is why. This is why, Miguel. Yeah. Because of the way the church is set up. We got one 100%. Person teaching. We got 5 to 10 people singing. We got a few people handing out flyers. We got a few people handing out juice and crackers. We got a few people teaching kids. Yeah. And everybody else sits on their butt and watches.
Yeah.
And then is told to, oh, here, pay the ticket so we could keep doing the show every week. I mean, in reality, that's what's going down, bro. So we have year after year people sitting on the bench, not having created disciples, not having baptized anyone, not ever experiencing praying for healing, casting out demons, setting people free, knowing how to share the gospel with people. Like, how do you even raise your children in the word? You know, stuff like that. Like,
even on top of that, like, there is a lack of discipleship. But also, like, for me, I'm a huge one-on-one person.
There you go.
Like growing up, I've always been that friend to just bring you aside and tell you what's up. Or, like, you know, I've always been that person, but I've never had that myself.
Mm-hmm. Like, I need it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, dude, I need that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a huge one-on-one person. I'm not a huge group person because, you know, people interpret things differently.
I got
and you communicate with people differently one-on-one.
Absolutely.
And that depth cannot be replaced. That substance of that one-on-one is literally cannot be replaced.
Yeah, it's intimate.
And it's just like, dude, growing up, dude, I have not had one mentored with career, spiritual, anything. You know, there's been people in my life, but to have mentors, dude, I personally not experienced that. So
it's like me, you're getting cheated of that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, and it's just like, you know, like I've literally done a lot of things solo. So I've kind of been the mentor to others in a way, but it's just like, I've never had that myself.
I got you.
So it's so weird in my life to be a mentor for others, but I'm not being mentored.
Mm-hmm.
And
can I challenge you with something, bro?
Yeah, man.
Have you asked God to send you a mentor?
100%.
Okay.
But it's, yeah, I have.
Okay, cool.
It's a simple, short answer. Yes, I have.
Okay, cool. Okay.
I feel like there's a lot. I feel like God put me, not to make this like super like God handpicked.
I mean, he does work that way.
I feel like there's things in my life that are like, it just lined up for that reason, you know?
Okay.
And it's just like, I'm not fighting it. I'm not, you know, I'm not a super, I'm just like, yo, just be grateful. You know what I'm saying? And yes, strive for more. Yes, pray for what you want and pray. Well, not what you want, but, you know, just like, you know, you should have goals and stuff. But my, dude, I'm a super like chill, laid back. I'm a simple dude. Mm-hmm. I don't mind living a simple life.
I'm a simple dude.
Yeah. Word, I'm a simple dude. Word. Come on, bro.
Yes. Hey, I feel you on that, bro. And I want to clarify for those of you guys listening, the best teacher, the best mentor is the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Hands down.
100%.
Hands down. You know, you look at the 100%. Life of Paul, you look at, you know, the apostles, like, yes, they had each other. Yes, all this stuff. But like, they were helping lead so many things where there's loneliness in high positions. You know what I'm saying? Like you can feel like you've been set apart and it can be difficult in certain areas.
Yeah.
And my encouragement to you and to other people listening is like, hey, if you believe that it is important to have people to help mentor you, and this doesn't need to be like every day someone hitting you up. This could be like once a month, every 2 weeks get together, or have even it could be weekly, whatever. There's no like set formula to it, but just having somebody that you can say, hey man, this is what's going on. I need some clarity on these things, you know, or and it, they don't need it necessarily. And I think we might confuse mentorship as a creative with I need somebody who's doing what I want to do. There's a difference between you.
Like, I think honestly, it's better if you have someone that is not into what you do.
Because there's a difference in learning.
Because it's strictly organic. It's strictly like I want to pour into you. It has nothing to do with the creative aspect or what you do as a work.
So you should look at the person as what is the fruit of their spiritual life, not what is the fruit of their creative life.
Character.
Yeah.
100%. Character. Character is the number one thing that really connects me with people. Mm-hmm. That's the number one thing. I always look at people's character. I really don't care about anything else.
Yeah.
If I was starting a whole company, dude, I would get flagged for hiring a ton of unproficient people that don't know what they're doing, but have great character. Mm-hmm. That's my number one thing.
You could build on that, right? Yeah, it's good, man. So if you guys are looking for somebody to help grow you spiritually, look at their spiritual fruit. See if they're bearing fruit. See what their character is like. See if it matches up with the Spirit of God. If that is what you see, then by all means, ask them for help. Ask them for questions. Ask, hey, I don't know what I'm doing with this. Whatever, and ask God to send these people. And I believe that God will be faithful in that. And it's not even just having to have one person, but God, send me more friends. I want friends.
Yeah.
That was my prayer when I first started creating music and created art. I was just like, God, I want like friends that are on fire for you, but are also making really dope art. Like people that I can grow with, people that I can support and stand behind what they're doing and not feel like I'm by myself doing something, you know, but being able to grow. Yeah. And I believe right now God has been collecting and drawing this like undrawn circle of people, and
everyone's connected in some weird way, some strange weird way. Everyone's connected.
It's a trip, man. I mean, it's God. You know what I'm saying? I think that's the main thing, and it is all in preparation for something. I believe 100%. This is all in preparation to make the gospel known to the world. And this is all part of biblical prophecy. This is all part of, you know, God preparing his bride for his return. And he will absolutely use art, you know, without a doubt, without a shadow 100%. Of a doubt, he will use art to bring people into understanding of who he is. And I'm super excited to see and be a part of it and just like put the work in, you know what I'm saying? Like if you got the motive and the purpose and the passion behind all of it, man, there's nothing that's gonna stop you. Like if God's fueling what it is that you're doing, man, you're unstoppable.
Yep.
That's awesome. Praise God. So what is something you hope and inspire to do in the next few weeks, months, years, like as a let's hit into videography and camera work and stuff, bro. You killing it, truly. Like I don't see too many people doing things on your level. I'm very impressed. I hope to work with you soon. But in regards to like things that you have been aspiring to do, what else are some goals that other fellow creatives can hear about that can maybe be praying for you to help achieve?
I'm
just a chill dude, bro.
All right, so heads up for like everyone who doesn't know me. I'm 21, man. Word. I'm dummy young. And it's just like, you know, I'm not super, you know, this, that. I'm doing big things, you know. Yeah. It's just like,
you're just doing them.
I really don't think it really just comes out of the heart. And
cool,
dude, a lot of my ideas straight up the Holy Spirit. I didn't think of it, bro. It just comes. And And more practical sense, just for advice for people that want to do video and stuff. Just do it, man. And just pay attention to the details. That's really what it matters. Dude, like I always say, I don't care about the camera, man. I don't care about my skills behind the camera. It's always the message first. And it's I always make sure it's coming out of truth. And that's all I really care about. That's, dude, I could be not doing video stuff 5 years from now. I might get into who knows, you know what I'm saying? The camera's just a tool, and I'm just strictly just trying to be the truth. The truth. That's literally, I'm just trying to share the truth, man. And that's really what it gets down to. And no matter what I'm doing at the moment in my life, that's always gonna be the foundation of it.
It's good.
Always. So in terms of what, you know, stuff I'm working on, the biggest thing for me is patience.
That's so funny, man, because I don't know if you, over the year ago, I'm like, hey, bro, what can I be praying for? Just patience, man. Just patience.
That's, dude, that is the 100% biggest thing for me. Mm-hmm. I just believe in being patient, dude.
That's good.
If you're putting in the work and it's in line with God, the only other thing you need is patience.
Mm-hmm.
That's literally it. Yeah. How patient are you?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm not in a rush to do anything or get anywhere. I just put my head down, do my work, and be patient. That's one of the biggest things, especially now today. Mm-hmm. That's one of the biggest things to have. And dude, I'd be alone or like, it's with the littlest things, dude. It sounds so stupid, but dude, when you're alone, try to catch yourself and challenge yourself.
Mm.
Like when I'm alone rendering a video and I feel that 3 days, dude, I challenge myself, or like my dog does something, the stupidest thing, like 4 a.m., my dog throws up on my bed, dude, and I catch myself and I'm just like, it's all good, man. It's all good.
I'll be all right.
Just be patient, and I'll just go back to sleep. And that's something I've been learning to just, dude, it doesn't, so many things just don't matter.
Mm.
It's just like how, like, just be chill, man. Mm. Just be chill. Like, stop taking everything so serious and laugh at yourself, man.
Yeah.
Especially Christians, man, they don't know how to laugh at themselves.
Mm.
I don't know. There's always this list like, oh, that's too serious of a top, man. Screw that. Just laugh, man. Like, there's no reason to just be chill about things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it, man. That's
good.
It.
Cool, bro. It's good. Thank you.
For sure, man. I love this. I love this whole podcast.
That's natural, bro. It's
dope, man.
And this is something I really do believe God will, you know, help bloom and push for. I mean, I've had some amazing people on this podcast, man.
Yeah, man.
And the people who don't know about you guys, you know, it's, I like, even just talking with my wife, like, hey, this is who I'm doing the episode with. And she's like, are you for real? I'm like,
that's so,
like,
dope,
man. That's wild, man. And I've absolutely received many like words of wisdom and prophecy about God being able to utilize my gift of conversation or speaking to, you know, for his glory and for things to bloom out of that. But it comes down to patience. You know, it's like, God, like, I'm going to keep 100% in the work. I'm not tripping about the money. I'm not tripping about this. I'm just doing this because you've put this on my heart, and I'm going to put my head down, like you said, and I'm just going to grind. There having to be a balance in that, you know, but with, I mean, I run, so you have a business as a videographer and camera guy. I have a construction business, you know.
Dude, I'd be seeing yourself. So I'm like, bro, this man's hustling, man. This man is a hustler.
Praise God, bro. But you know, it's
this, like, man building old houses. I'm just like, bro.
But that's so cool, bro. It's like, that all stemmed out of a season that I didn't know what I was doing. And I'm just like, I need
to. Dude, I genuinely love that. Mm-hmm. Especially me as like doing video stuff. People put themselves in a box.
Yep.
I could only do this. Bro, you could do whatever you want. I 100% could guarantee it.
Word.
So many things are just, are you willing to sit down and learn how to do it?
Mm-hmm. Are you going to put the time in? Yep.
Dude, like the camera stuff I do, I don't do anything complicated. The stuff I'm doing is not complicated. Mm-hmm. The main thing, which is like my most recent post on my Instagram is, dude, I shared, so many people asked me what gear I used. I just created a whole page. Mm-hmm. Dude, people could see all the gear I use. Created a whole YouTube playlist of all the tutorials I've been using the past years. Dude, I don't have any secrets on how I do this.
Yeah, yeah.
My biggest thing for me is, dude, all creatives need to share their knowledge, but protect their ideas. That's the only thing you have to protect, your idea, you know, the intellectual property. That's super important.
Yeah.
But your knowledge, man, if you're being selfish with that, man, that's just whack. You're whack, man.
Because at the end of the day, you gained it quite often from other people's.
Exactly. Dude, you know? I gained it from YouTube. Free content.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, straight up.
Why can't I just share it?
Yeah, and people are paying like thousands of dollars for courses and stuff, right? Or going to college to learn learn on YouTube, man.
It's insane. And it's just like so many creatives are just selfish with it. And it's just like, dude, just share what you're doing. They're in the same exact position you were however long ago. And it's just like the only thing you have to worry about protecting is your ideas. That's it. Everything else is free game, man.
Definitely. Like I even see it, that approach. I sent you recently a beat tape.
That'll
be dropping this week. And dude, like even with music I create, I know I don't make like Billboard hits. I just make stuff I like, and I'm not tripping if people love it or not. I like it. It's fine, you know.
Exactly.
And something simple I like to do is just have the opportunity to let people download it for free and use it. And let's say they want to make a vacation video, you know, like amateur stuff or even professional 100%. Stuff, whatever it might be. But like, be willing to share your stuff.
Dude, it's like
a legality point to it. Like, all right, if you're going to be making money off of it, all right, that's professional.
100%. The last song on J. Cole's Forest Hills Drive, 2014. No.
Oh, okay.
2014 Forest Hills Drive. It's called Note to Yourself or something like that.
Okay.
It's literally like the credits of the album. Mm-hmm. He's just in the studio shouting everyone out.
That's fire.
And he says one thing in the middle of it. He says, yo, to everyone trying to get samples and on his tracks, it's like, yo, y'all are so whack. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I understand that they got like the legal stuff about it, you know? Like,
yeah.
I'm 100% going to give you a percentage of it. Okay, right. I respect that. But to tell someone that you can't use their art, it's like, that's so whack.
Mm-hmm.
And he says something like, so you were inspired by the world, you were inspired by the things around you, and to not let people be inspired by your music and use your music is just completely contradicting that. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, people should be able to use your stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just like, why not?
Yeah.
You know, you were inspired by whoever to make that beat. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, why can't people? Obviously, there's a balance of like completely ripping off and stuff.
For sure, for sure.
And, you know, if you're making money off it, dude, give a percentage. You know, that's just respect.
Don't be a thief.
But dude, there's so many people who are just like, they box all their stuff in into one little thing. You can't touch it. And it's just like, dude, that's so whack.
Mm-hmm.
It's so whack.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, man. It's good. So our encouragement to you fellow creatives listening, man, there is a like joy and love and freedom within this that we should be able to share with one another and not to limit ourselves from being able to actually be a community. You know, if you're truly living in community, you're going to have a willingness to share things. You're going to have a willingness to, and I think it comes down to also trust. Like, do you trust people?
100%.
You know, like, hey, I trust you with this. I'm going to send you a link. Hey, I've been working for months on this. I trust you with this. Let me know what you think. Like, even sending a video or a music or a photo, anything. You send anything to anybody. Today, it's so easy to just steal. I mean, straight up. It's a piece of cake.
It's so easy.
Screenshot this, so whatever easy. This, you know.
100%.
It's like, man, that's so crazy. So our encouragement to you guys, man, listening, just enjoy this stuff, be patient, but don't be afraid to share with people because quite often you having the generosity to share with people things that you've been working on will help
lead to develop someone else,
as an artist and will grow into something. It's like planting seeds. 100%. It's planting seeds.
100%.
Praise God. Miguel, thank you so much for your time, bro. I know you got other things to do today. At the end of every episode, I do ask my guests to pray for the listeners. If you'd be so kind, bro,
sir.
Just bless them and share on your heart what God's put on you to
pray. I got you, man.
And I'll bless you and we'll close out.
Let's go, man.
Let's get
dear
it.
Lord, I thank you for this podcast. This is so dope. Just to be able to talk.
Praise God.
I love it, man. Praise and it's God. Just, you know, this is amazing, God. And it's God. And it's just so dope to just talk. I just want to pray for everyone, you know, out there listening to this, and just open up their hearts, just have an open mind. And I hope this brought a little bit of perspective to them and just help them shape their mind and help us shape ours, you know, just the interactions after with comments or whatever, and just help us be a vessel for the truth. That's literally it. And just bless everyone hearing this. That's, you know, our goal is to just challenge, you know, mm-hmm. you know, challenge perspectives. And I feel like God is definitely in this, and I love it, Lord. Thank you.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, I just thank you for Miguel and everything that you've been pouring into him to share with people and to challenge fellow believers and also just challenge the world in general. I just ask you continue to push him into new avenues of his creative experience with you, to be able to continue to provide for him with finances as he's running his business, Lord. Continue to give him new ideas, provide all that he needs. Just keep stretching him as an individual, and just keep preparing him for your return, Lord, because you're coming so soon, God. We just want to make sure that we are in line with your will, and we're not stepping outside of what it is that you hope for our lives as well. I thank you for his life, Lord. Thank you for his family. Continue to bless him and his brother. And I say all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen,
man. Amen. So guys, thank you so much for listening. If you'd like to check out more of what Miguel is doing, his Instagram is Where's Lugo. It's spelled how it's said, no apostrophe after the S. do you have a website, bro?
Yeah. Where's Lugo everything, man?
Where's Lugo? Perfect. Yep. Yeah. So if you guys would like to just check out what he's doing, if you are looking for a videographer, I highly, highly recommend him. He's been doing some great work. Some of my favorite videos have been with Paul Russell, Ruslan, Montel Fish.
Yes, sir.
Some awesome, awesome stuff. You're very talented, bro. So if you guys are looking for a camera person, he is the camera person I would highly recommend. For those of you who have been listening to the podcast quite regularly, I just really appreciate your time and thank you and all the feedback I've been getting. Thank you for praying for me as I've been.
Shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to y'all.
Big round of applause.
Yes, yes.
So you guys, I'm going to be starting a new season every 16 episodes, just to kind of have different ways to go about this. Within all of these things, I hope to eventually be able to make this a full-time thing. So if you are feeling led to help support this podcast, there is a way where you can financially support this. If this has been a blessing to you, praise God. If you feel led and God's leading you to be a financial blessing as well, I would love to be able to invest more into this podcast, but I can only do so much as I'm juggling probably too much as an artist already. So if you've been enjoying this, praise God, share this with your friends. If you'd like to find out more about what's going on my end, just go ahead and check out my Instagram. You could find more links at the bottom of the episode, or each episode you'll be able to find more. And this whole podcast is brought to you by my book, One Day Closer to Becoming Who You've Been Created to Be. It's available on Amazon as a ebook as well as a paperback copy. I think that's all I needed to say. Oh, and if you'd like, please rate this podcast.
Thumbs up, man.
I don't even know.
Smash that like button.
I don't have that on Spotify. So on Spotify, you can't even rate it. So I think this is on my Apple Podcasters. If you guys would like, please show some love just so that it can show up on more people's pages. All right. I'll stop mumbling and ranting. Miguel, thank you so much, bro. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
To get you on here. I do hope to have my guests on more than once, so we will do this again.
Yes, sir. I'm always down.
Anything else you want to share before we close out, bro?
Nah, man. I just really love this.
Praise God.
Podcasting's fun, man.
Maybe a good idea for you to start a podcast someday, huh?
Who knows, man? Who knows? So dope.
Awesome. All right, my bro. Enjoy Jesus. Everyone listening, thank you guys so much. And we will catch you on the next episode. I'm not promising an episode every week because that has been extremely strenuous. So I'll definitely have one every 2 weeks, but maybe I'll surprise you guys with every week once in a while. With either somebody being on with me or it being a solo, I will simply let the Lord lead. All right. Peace.
Peace.